Munkam karoti vachalam pangum langayate giriyam yat kripatamaham bande sri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam. He Krishna Karna Sindho Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So this program this evening is sponsored by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The founder Acharya is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My name is Sridhar Swami, and for those of you who have trouble with Sanskrit, I'll tell you a little story.
Вчорашній програм є спонсорством від сторони Міжнародного Товариства за Свідомість Кришни, чи є розумівач Нігова Божанська Мирос і Сі Бхактіведанта Свамі Сучила Прабхупад. Моє ім'я є Шридар Свамі.
I was once at a symposium of facilitators for the seven habits of highly effective Vaishnavas, actually people. There were about 2,000 people. It was in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Jednom prilikom sam bio na simpozijumu na kojem se podučavalo sedam navika uspješnih ljudi i to je bilo u Salt Lake City,
Utah.
Utah
is a state in the United States.
Utah je država u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama.
That is the most famous place of the Mormons.
To je najpoznatije mjesto, odnosno prebivalište Mormona.
Have you heard of Mormons?
Koji čuo za Mormone?
I'm sure you must have lots of them here in Sarajevo.
Vjerovatno ih imate prilično mnogo u Sarajevo.
In fact, there may be some of them here this evening. You have to look for the guys who have clean haircut and suit and tie, and they look very innocent face, and they're carrying their Bible, and they're very nice people. I like them a lot.
Prepoznat ćete ih po urednim krizurama, čistoći, po djelu i tako da dođeš da nas je vidio u ruci ako su
So I was at this symposium, and there were many big speakers there, including the governor of Utah.
Kako sam ja pohađao taj simpozijum i tamo je bilo mnogo govornika, između kojih je također bio guverner države Utah.
And the major general from the Pentagon, who was in charge of all the army hospitals in the USA.
I general major iz Pentagona, koji je zapravo glavna osoba u svim vojnim bolnicama u Americi.
As well as teachers of this process of self-help called Seven Habits.
Također su tu bili prisutni učitelji te procesa samopomoći koji je poznat kao sedam navika uspješnih ljudi.
And I was the only one there with a shaved head and bed sheets and bird gua, and I was the only Hare Krishna there.
ovaj, i kaže, ja sam bio jedini tamo koji je bio ovako obrijan i glave, umotan u ove čašape, i koji je imao na čelu ovu, kaže, iznad ptica.
This is actually holy clay from a sacred river in India. And it signifies the body as a temple of the Lord. The Lord is in the heart. But anyway, everybody was coming up to me and saying, "Oh, how are you? What is your name?" So I kept on saying Sridhar Swami. And people just, they couldn't pronounce it. They had trouble with the Sanskrit. And this one lady kept trying, and I kept telling her, "No, Sridhar Swami."
Jedna dama je pokušavala i pokušavala, ja sam ispravljao, ne, Sridhar Swami, tako se kaže.
And finally she said, "Oh, I get it, Sweetheart Swami." So I said, "Okay, that will do."
I tako je ona rekla, "A, konačno sam shvatila, Sweetheart Swami, što bi značilo dušica s vami." Ja sam rekao, "Pa nema problema, i to može funkcionirati." I u slatko srce, kad počne.
Our tradition goes back over 5,000 years in India.
Naša tradicija seže preko 5000 godina unatrag u Indiji.
This dress is very famous in India.
I ova odjeća je jako popularna u Indiji.
Maybe some of you saw on television recently the Kumbh Mela. Anybody saw that?
Ali neko od vas vidio ove snimke Kumbh Mele? Nedavno što su bili u Indiji.
It was certainly in the newspapers and on television, CNN. Madonna went there.
Čak i Madonna išla tam.
And Richard Gere, he was there. And Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone is
there. She went there stoned. It's the biggest spiritual festival anywhere in the world.
To je zapravo najveći spiritualni festival koji se odvijao u svijetu.
On the most auspicious day, there were close to 20 million people there.
Na najpogodniji dan je tamo bilo prisutno 20 miliona ljudi.
That's not a small gathering.
To nije mali skup.
So, anyway. So, you see, this is the type of dress that monks wear.
I vidite, ovo je vrsta odjeće kako nose monaci.
It may be different to us because we're not so familiar.
Možda je nepoznata nama.
But in India, any educated aristocratic gentleman, if he sees this dress in this color, of course he has white. This color got drained out of it, but he is a married man, but this means a celibate monk. That businessman will immediately, or that gentleman will immediately offer some type of respect.
U Indiji bilo koja educirana ili aristokratska osoba koja vidi ovakvu vrstu odjeće te boje, shvata da je osoba koja nosi tu odjeću u celibatu i da je monah, i na neki način će ponuditi poštovanje za razliku od ove koju ja nosim, to je bijela, koju nosi zapravo oženjene osobe, i kaže on, ovaj boja izbledila na tom određenom kremenu.
It's okay.
U redu je.
Krishna. So, apart from our congregational singing, and this congregational glorification of God is not particular only to India, but even in America and even in the Middle East, we find congregational glorification of the name of God.
Ovo zajedničko pjevanje nije karakteristično samo za Indiju, nego oblike skupnog slavljenja Boga možemo naći i u Americi, čak i na...
A couple of weeks ago I was in Buenos Aires in Argentina.
I nekoliko sedmica sam bio u Buenos Airesu u Argentini.
And we have a band there, a Hare Krishna band with, you know, guitars and drums and...
Tamo postoji zapravo grupa jedna, takva koji sviraju sa gitarama.
And but they're of course singing songs about Krishna, about God, Jehovah, Allah.
Ali oni naravno pjevaju pjesme o Krishni, Jehovi, Allah,
Krishna. So a very close friend of mine who's in charge of that center there in Buenos Aires, actually the whole of Argentina, he was trying to give the band their own, give them a style which was spiritual.
Moj bliski prijatelj koji je zapravo glavna osoba za taj nam u Buenos Airesu, inače on je tamo u tom dijelu, je pokušao na neki način dati stil koji je udovan toj grupi.
So he brought a cassette tape from America which he played for me, of one young lady who in 1965 or 1970 she sang what they call in America gospel music.
I on je zapravo tada donio njima jednu kasetu jedne ženske osobe koja je pjevala 60. godina 70. tamo gospel muziku u Americi, ja sam imao priliku.
So this lady was one of the most famous rhythm and blues singers, Motown singers in her time. She was one of the most famous in the world. I forget her name now. It wasn't Tina Turner, but it was someone who was even better than her. Someone said?
I
can't remember her name. But she sang this beautiful song about people get ready, there's a train coming and there's no price, you just get on the train, the only price is your faith in God. And this music, gospel music, was born out of the persecution of the blacks, the black or Afro-American people in the 50s and 60s, even into the 70s.
Sve što treba je samo da se gleda po Bogu. I to je zapravo gospel muzika je nastala iz ugnjetavanja crnaca 50-60 godina, posebno čak 70.
So their reaction to the persecution was to take shelter in God.
Njihova reakcija na takvo ugnjetavanje, crnačka reakcija je bila
It wasn't so much that they started some religion, because they were both the persecutors and those who were being persecuted were supposedly both worshiping Jesus Christ. They were supposedly both Christians.
It to nije bilo započinjanje neke nove religije zapravo, jer i osobe koje su ugnjetavali i ugnjetavani su također slavili istu osobu Isusa Krista.
Frankly, it really doesn't matter what dress you wear.
U stvari, iskreno rečeno, nije bitno kakvu odjeću nosi.
Either this dress,
bilo ovakvu odjeću,
or this dress,
bilo ovu odjeću.
Body is also just a dress. It's a coat, shirt.
Tijelo je također odjeća, kao kaput.
And it's temporary.
Privremeno.
The real self within the heart, the real self who's looking out through the eyes, the witnessing, experiencing person,
prava osoba, ona osoba koja gleda kroz oči i koja ima iskustvo stvari.
Did he get it all? Huh? Pretty close? Okay. I've also run into some pretty good translators in this part of the world.
Nailazim na neke prilično dobre prevodioce također u ovom dijelu svijeta.
They have one girl in Čakovec. She's the wife of Dedi Baksha. What's her name? Stavavali. That's the name. Not Stavavavali. I know we all have trouble with Sanskrit, but it's Stavavali. So either she was bluffing a lot, or she was very expert, but she, you know, sometimes when you've got to get a message through, people will just, they'll try to understand. Like if you're living in a part of the city where everybody only speaks Chinese, and all you speak is French or whatever, and your house starts to burn down and your little baby's inside, even though everybody only speaks Chinese, you're going to somehow get the message across, so you get help.
Ta djevojka iz Šakovca, ona bi znala ili potpuno promašiti ili biti jako ekspertna, ali zapravo sad ispričao priču da poruku koju se želi premiti, ljudi će nekako razumjeti, jer čak i ako govorite francuski, a zateknete se u kineskom dijelu, negdje dijelu svijeta, iako govorite francuski, a kuća vam recimo gori i unutra su vaša djeca, vi ćete na neki način opet uspjeti premijeti tu poruku.
Sometimes people call us Hindus.
Ponekad ljudi nas zovu Hindusima.
And I say to them, Hindu Shmindu.
And then I kažem, Hindu Shmindu.
There's no such word as Hindu.
Ne postoji takva riječ kao što je Hindu.
There was a river called the Indus River. And the Persians called everybody who lived on the other side of the Indus River as Hindus.
Persijanci su zvali sve osobe koji su živjeli na obalama te rijeke Indusima.
And guess what Hindus became?
I pogodite šta su Indusi postali?
Yeah! Brilliant, brilliant!
Znači, Indusi su postali Hindus.
My father was... He was at Dieppe when Churchill was at Normandy in the Second World War. Any of you heard of the Second World War? Making sure. You'd be surprised. A lot of the present generation, means the 30 and younger, they have no idea about the Second World War, because they were you know, 20 years away from being born. Who are you? What did you want? Okay. We'll start again. Yeah, if you can. You know, what you say is, may I interpret this? I don't know if you can.
U svakom slučaju, njegov otac je bio u jednom gradu čime nisam potpuno mogao shvatiti. Vrijeme ofanzive u Normandiji i zapravo rekao je da mnogo mlađih osoba danas do dobi od 30 godina uopšte nemaju pojma da je postao drugi svjetski rat.
So, we don't care whether you go to a church or a temple or a mosque or, yeah, Buddhists go to temples too, or a synagogue, or whatever it is. We're looking to see whether you have become free from kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, envy, all those good qualities.
Ono što mi želimo vidjeti je zapravo da ste vi od svih tih stvari, znači posjećujući ta mjesta, postali slobodni od nabranih stvari, znači požude i pohlepe, zavisti, svih tih dobrih stvari.
Don't hold up a big sign with your religion and stick it in my face. I want to see what's in your heart.
Nemojte izlaziti sa transparentima vaše religije. Ja sam te i te religije, nego bitno ono što je u vašem srcu.
I want to see what's your reaction to the miseries of the material world.
Želim vidjeti kakva je vaša reakcija na bijede materijalnog svijeta.
Do you think of yourself as a victim?
Da li vi sebe smatrate žrtvama?
Or do you see that God is the supreme controller and he's testing me to see how strong my faith is?
Ili vidite stvari na način da je Bog vrhovni kontrolor i da me testira moj način viđenja stvari?
And God is God is God.
A Bog je Bog, je Bog je Bog.
He's not Christian, he's not Hindu, he's not Muslim, he's not Jew.
On nije kršćan, nije Hindu, nije musliman.
India had one politician who was very famous.
U Indiji je postao političar koji je bio vrlo slavan.
Actually, India has many politicians. The most famous country in the world for religion and politics.
Oni su najslavnija zemlja na svijetu po religiji i politici.
The two things that you can never win an argument in, religion and politics.
Dvije stvari oko kojih se s njima nikad ne možete svađati su religija i politika.
So Mahatma Gandhi, although he had training in spiritual life, but he got distracted by politics.
Kako recimo Mahatma Gandhi, koji je bio obučen u duhovnom znanju, da bi određen tim u duhovnom znanju, ipak podlegao politici.
So there were some fanatic Hindus, and they wanted to get him to say what he was, because he became very famous in the world.
Da su postojali, u to vrijeme su bili neki fanatični Hinduci koji su željeli da on kaže ko je u stvari, da se pojavi u javnosti, da kaže čitavom svijetu.
So they wanted him to say, they asked him, what are you, and they wanted him to say, I am a Hindu.
I pitali su ga, šta si zapravo ti, željeli su da on kaže, ja sam Hindu.
You know, like gorillas, they go, oh.
Kao što se gorile busaju tako.
Tarzan, you know, Jane.
Tarzan, Jane.
So instead he said, I am a Christian, I am a Muslim, I am a Hindu, I am a Jew, and so are all of you.
Umjesto toga on je rekao, ja sam kršćan, ja sam musliman, ja sam Hindu, ja sam Jevrej, a i vi ste također.
But actually, he said it totally wrong. What he should have said is, I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, and neither are any of you. There are only two kinds of people in this world. Those who are going closer to the Supreme Person and those who are trying to go away from the Supreme Person.
Oni koji pokušavaju da se približe vrhovnoj osobi ili oni koji pokušavaju da se odalje od vrhovne osobi.
There are symptoms of someone who is going closer to the Lord. He becomes purified.
Postoje simptomi osobe koja se približava Bogu, a to je da osoba postaje pročišćena.
He becomes free from attachment.
Postaje slobodna od vezanosti.
He doesn't see himself as a victim.
Ne vidi sebe kao žrtvu.
This is a very big problem in the world.
To je vrlo veliki problem.
People suffer individually more because they think they're victims than practically any other reason.
Ljudi pate u svijetu najviše zbog toga što misle da su žrtve bilo koje situacije.
There is a type of schizophrenia. Have you heard of schizophrenia? It's a mental disorder.
To je mentalna poremećaj.
By the way, our good friends at the United Nations, anybody here work for the United Nations? All of you? Okay. The World Health Organization has stated that in this century, the biggest disease that people are going to face is not AIDS, not hepatitis, not mad cow disease.
Zato naši dobri prijatelji iz Ujedinjenih naroda, Svjetska zdravstvena organizacija su rekli da najgora bolest koja će zadesiti ljudi u ovom stoljeću nije sida, nije hepatitis.
Not mad cow's disease.
Nije kravlje ludilo.
Not mad translator's disease.
Nije bolest kravlje prevodlačkog ludila.
It's going to be mental illness.
Znači to biti zapravo najveća bolest, mentalna bolest.
Because already there's so much suffering and people can hardly cope.
Već sada postoje toliko mnogo patnje da se ljudi ne mogu svi nositi.
There's so much tension in the world.
Postoje toliko tenzija u svijetu.
So much stress.
Toliko stresa.
So much competition.
Toliko nadmetanja.
And things are going to start snapping inside.
I stvari će početi pucati.
The strings that hold it all together are going to snap.
Žice koje su sve stvari držale, će početi da pucaju.
The synapses are going to snap.
I također sinapse u mozgu će.
Connects the neurons. Anyway. So, how do you deal with these problems? The only way is to take shelter of the Supreme Lord and pray for His mercy.
Jedini način da se zaštitimo od ovih stvari je da uzmemo utočište Gospodina i da se molimo za njegovu milost.
In Asia, they have what they call the monsoon season, which is the rainy season. It's about 4 months long.
U Aziji postoji monsunska sezona, to je zapravo kišna sezona koja traje 4 mjeseca.
All over Asia.
U čitavoj Aziji se dešava.
You can't stop it. During monsoon season, you can try shooting weapons at the clouds, or you can try so many technological things, but you can't stop the rain. It's going to happen.
Tokom monsunske sezone vi možete pucati u oblake ili upotrebiti bilo kakvu tehnologiju, međutim ne možete zaustaviti kišu.
But one of the biggest businesses to get into during those 4 months is what? Who can say?
Jedan od najvažnijih poslova koji se treba upustiti u toj sezoni je koji?
What? What's the best business you can get into during monsoon season?
God.
Well, that's also good. But umbrellas! Sell umbrellas! So you cannot stop the miseries of this material world. But if you can adjust your mind to taking shelter of the Lord, then you'll be able to tolerate everything. And when your body finally does drop,
I kada vaše tijelo konačno završi svoj postan,
and that could be today, could be tomorrow, could be next month, none of you, not one of you, has got a certificate saying when you are going to die.
Niko od vas, nijedno od vas nema certifikat koji će vam reći umrijet ćete tada.
When you're born at the hospital, they give you a birth certificate.
Kad ste rođeni u bolnici, vam zapišu sve i da vam se rodni list.
They could just as well give you a death certificate too.
Također bi vam odmah mogli dati i smrtonicu.
Just leave the date blank.
Samo da ostane datum prazan.
But it's going to happen. So while we're here, there was a famous Roman philosopher named Seneca. Seneca,
S-E-N-E-C-A.
Anybody heard of him? Oh, good, okay. He said, as long as you live, go on learning how to live. So until we learn to live in the shadow of the Lord, or in the light of the Lord, actually, we're not going to be happy. And our tradition from India is a tradition which puts the Supreme Person in the center. You may be a monk or you may be a householder with 10 kids.
Možete biti monah ili osoba koja živi u bračnom životu s 10 djece.
Go ahead, have 20.
Možete imati 20.
If you can support them.
Ukoliko ih možete izdržavati.
Of course, our ideal is that sex is not a substitute for spiritual ecstasy.
Naravno, naš ideal je da seks nije zamjena za duhovnu ekstazu.
Therefore, we preach to our followers that they should engage sex life for the purpose of children. That means 4 days, 5 days after the menstrual period.
Zato mi savjetujemo našim članovima da se uključe u seksualne aktivnosti za zadovoljstvo Boga, što bi značilo za stvaranje djece 4 odnosno 5 dana nakon menstrualnog perioda.
Manasa deho geho yokichu mor arpila tuva pade nanda kishore. Bengali is very sweet language. My mind, my body, my family, everything I surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Even my cell phone I give to the Lord. Somebody, the Indian Parliament, they banned Mobitel from the Parliament because, you know, they'd be trying to conduct some business and, all over the place, everybody was getting calls.
Indijski parlament je zabranio upotrebu mobitela u njihovom parlamentu jer su ljudi svuda okolo hodali s mobitelima i radili stvari.
The Indian school system banned pagers.
A opet školski sistem u Indiji je zabranio pagere.
Because kids would go into the examination and then they would read the paper and then they would go outside and they would call to their friend and he'd have his pager off so it wouldn't beep, and then they'd tell him all the answers on his pager and then they'd fill it up.
To su radili iz razloga zato što su učenici nosili pagere sa sobom na ispit i onda bi ušli i vidjeli kakva su pitanja, izašli vani, pozvali svoje prijatelje i ovi bi naravno na tihi način sve poruke trenirali kako odgovoriti, oni bi tako radili te sve.
But you don't need to worry, because Krishna, he works with AT&T. Krishna, he has a very good mobile phone, and we have his number also.
Ali ne morate se brinuti, Krishna ima jako dobar telefon, mobilni, i mi znamo njegov broj.
Actually, I made a joke, but I hate AT&T. American Telephone and Telegraph are the biggest corporation in the world. Anybody heard of AT&T? American Telephone and Telegraph. MCI? Anybody heard of MCI? No? Sprint? Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter what is happening to you. You should be active. You should take the initiative in your own life. The people who are successful in business, the people who are successful in politics, the people who are successful in spiritual life, in any walk of life,
ljudi koji su uspješni u biznisu, ljudi koji su uspješni u politici, ljudi koji su uspješni u duhovnom životu ili u bilo kom aspektu života,
they are the ones who get out there and make things happen in their life.
Oni su ti koji zapravo pokreću stvari.
There are three kinds of people.
Postoje tri vrste osoba.
Those who make things happen in their life.
Oni koji čine da se stvari dešavaju.
Those who watch life go by very passively.
Oni koji posmatraju kako život pokraj njih prolazi na vrlo pasivan način.
And the greatest number are those who wonder, what happened?
Najvećem broju pripadaju oni koji se pitaju, šta se desilo?
So don't end up in your life at the end, what happened?
Да се направи питате. Що се десило?
I know I had some good times and I had some bad times. I know I had my share.
Знам да е мом живот било добри и лоши ствари, добро време, лоши времена.
Now what?
То време е прошло, шта сад?
At the end of your life, now what?
На крај својот живот, како се шта сад?
When you're a child, your parents plan for you.
Кога сте дете, вашите родители за вас планираат.
They know you're going to have a future.
Знају да ќе имате будуќност.
In India, the school system is so difficult that practically, if your wife is pregnant, you should right now go out and enroll your child in a school somewhere. Because if you wait till he's 5 or 6 years old, there may not be a place for him.
U Indiji je zapravo taj sistem edukacije tako kompliciran da zapravo recimo da vam je žena sad trudna, vi morate odmah otići u školu i upisati to dijete, zato što kad napuni 5-6 godina možda neće moći da se upiše.
People actually do that. I'm serious.
Stvari to, ljudi to zaista rade, ozbiljno se.
I'd like to enroll my son. Maybe a girl, I don't know, but I'd like to...
upisati svog sina, možda je devojčica, ali...
And then the child goes to school and the parents make arrangement for him to go to high school because he's got some clothes on now, but then he's going to need bigger clothes because his body's going to be bigger.
I onda dijete tako prođe kroz osnovnu školu i roditelji ga upišu u srednju školu, a dijete je sad poraslo i veće je veća odjeća.
When I was 15 years old, 16 years old, I had a lot of pressure on me from my teachers, from my parents and relatives. What are you going to do in college, son?
Kad mi je bilo 16 godina, na mene je bio vrlo vršen jako veliki pritisak od strane roditelja i učitelja. Šta ćeš na koleđu?
I want you to take French and Latin and physics and math and... Dad, what about a free period? No, no free period. This and this, because you got to go to college.
Želim da studiraš francuski i da uzmeš fiziku, matematiku, sve te stvari. A tata šta je sa slobodnim vremenom? Ništa slobodno vrijeme.
Then when I was in college, you know, got to get a good education.
Onda sam bio na koleđu, trebalo da dobro edukaciju.
College is a good place to get a wife too, because there's a lot of girls looking for the guys who are going to graduate and get good jobs with IBM. You heard of IBM?
Koji čuo za IBM? Okay. Dakle, college je jako dobro mjesto za one koji se planiraju ženiti, jer tamo postoje puno djevojaka koje gledaju perspektivne mladiće koji će završiti i diplomirati na college i zaposliti se u IBM-u.
And then you meet your wife and you're engaged and you start planning, well, you know, let's have 10 kids. And she says, are you kidding? We'll have one, maybe.
Onda upoznate svoju ženu i vjerite se i počnete planirati. Kažete, imat ćemo 10 djece. Ona kaže, se šališ jedno.
So you settle on 5.
I onda se dogovorite za 5 djece.
Split the difference. And then you actually get married and you got to have a house and you got to raise your family and you're planning.
I onda morate pronaći sebi kuću, morate podizati svoj porodicu, planirati.
And then you get to be about 40 and you know you can't play baseball the way you used to do when you were 20.
I onda dođete u 40. I ne možete igrati baseball kao što ste igrali sa 20.
You start getting a little bit of rheumatism there, can't move the body the way you could.
Tijelo se počne pojavljivati malo reumatizma, ne možete pomirati tijelo kako biste htjeli.
And your wife starts spending a lot more money on makeup because those wrinkles start coming.
I vaša žena počne trošiti mnogo više novca na šminku jer se pojavljuju bolje i sve te stvari.
So you think, well, guess we better plan for our old age, dear. And you start putting money away. And then you get to be old and you plan to go for a trip around. And then you get really old. And then you stop planning. Because you don't know what to plan for. Completely in the dark. What happens now? So, I think we should get smart. You know, animals have the same needs as we do. Animals need to eat. You need to eat. Eating is eating. Whether you eat on a beautiful golden plate on the 25th story of a nice skyscraper, or you chew on some bones in the street, or eat anything like a pig. Pigs even eat a stool. Eating is eating. The pig is not thinking, gosh, I wish I could have some vegetables and chapatis and sweet rice. Ah, this stool is terrible. The pig is thinking, wow, this stool is really great. It's hot and fresh and... Sleeping is sleeping. You get a good light's sleep, you know, you slept for 10 hours Sunday morning, I feel great. A bear can sleep for 6 months. And he wakes up, feel good. Sleeping is sleeping, man. And one thing we all do is gamble. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. All animals do it. A pigeon can have sex 10 times in an hour. Believe it. Yeah, it's true. Pigeons, sparrows, or if it's not quantity you want, but it's variety. Then you can be a pig. And if sex with your mother, your sister, your daughter, any vagina will do. But the business is the same. So what makes us different than animals? We have the power of discrimination. We have a little bit of intelligence. When you go to a job, they don't pay everybody in the company the same salary. The delivery boy, he gets 100 marks a month. Does he get that much? 200 marks a month. He quit that other company. They weren't paying enough. And the secretary, she gets 400 marks a month. But both of them are out the door at 5 o'clock sharp. And the delivery boy spends half the day in the john smoking cigarettes or taking them in the toilet. The little boy's room. But the manager, he doesn't go home at 5 o'clock. He goes home at 6 or 7, and sometimes he takes work home.
A menadžer ne ide kući u 5 sati, on ide u 6, 7, a nekad čak ponese i svoj posao kući na rad.
So the delivery boy gets a different salary, the secretary gets a different salary, and the manager gets much more salary.
Znači, momak koji isporučuje dobije različitu platu od sekretarice, koja opet dobije različitu platu od menadžera.
Because he has to take much more responsibility.
Jer menadžer mora preuzeti puno više odgovornosti.
Therefore, the company gives him more facility to solve his economic problems.
Zato mu kompanija daje mnogo više mogućnosti da riješi svoje ekonomske probleme.
Similarly, can't you see in nature? Can't you see the arrangement there?
Isto tako, zar ne vidite u prirodi aranžman kako se sve odvija?
Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We're doing the same business as the animals, but we have much better facility to easily solve these problems.
Jedenje, spavanje, razmnožavanje, branjenje. Radimo iste stvari kao životinje, ali imamo bolju šansu da riješimo ove probleme.
Why? I ask you why.
Zašto, pitam vas ja.
What is the plan in nature?
Kakav je to plan u prirodi?
We are expected to take more responsibility to find out the purpose of life and to find out the supreme person.
Od nas se očekuje da preuzmemo više odgovornosti u životu, da shvatimo šta je vrhovni cilj u životu, koja je vrhovna osoba.
But if we just invest our extra intelligence in making and becoming more sophisticated in our eating, in our sleeping, in our sex, then we're just sophisticated cats and dogs. That's all we are.
Ali ukoliko mi investiramo našu veliku inteligenciju u to kako poboljšati jedenje, spavanje, razmnožavanje, branje, onda smo mi samo sofisticirani u sitni mači.
In America we have an expression, call a spade a spade. Come on, you said you worked for the Americans. It's in card game, there's spades, clubs, diamonds, and hearts. Have any of you ever played cards before? Of course, you all have. And you know about spades? The black guys that look like an inverted heart?
Znači, kao što u Americi postoji izreka pik je pik.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's throwing out a spade and calls it a heart, you know, call a spade a spade. Call it like it is. Tell it like it is.
Ako neko izbaci pika i recimo zove ga srcem, to srce, to nije to. Ta izreka je zapravo pik, zove pik.
And if we just act like the animals and don't take any extra responsibility, what happens to the manager if he doesn't take any extra responsibility?
Ako se mi ponašamo kao životinje i ne preuzimamo više odgovornosti, šta se dešava menadžeru ako ne preuzme više odgovornosti?
Any guesses?
Da li neko može to?
What would happen to him in your company?
Šta bi se desilo ovdje?
He's getting extra salary, But he leaves at 4:30, not five, not even 5.
Dobija veću platu, a odlazi u 4:30, neće pa čak i 5 sati.
What happens to him?
Šta će mu se desiti?
Again you become a delivery boy.
Opet ću postati ovaj momak koji isporučuje.
If you don't get fired.
Ako ga ne otpuste.
So the same thing, you're here in this human form of life. This is a great time, it's a great opportunity to develop your love for the Supreme Person. And if you don't do anything about it, then you're going to get another birth, and it could be anything.
Tako u ovom tijelu, zapravo sada imamo šansu da postanemo svjesni vrhovne osobe Boga, jer ako to ne uradimo, opet ćemo se roditi i proći.
I don't believe in reincarnation. Well, I don't care if you believe in it or not. You're already reincarnating every 7 or 8 years. The body changes, all the cells change, the soul is the same, the person is the same. The body changes from boyhood to youth to middle age to old age. So many changes of body. You're still the same person.
Tijelo se mijenja, sve čelije svaki 7-8 godina u tijelu se promijene, ali duša se ne mijenja, duša ostaje ista, vi ste ista osoba, samo je tijelo promijenjeno. Prolazite kroz dječaštvo, mladost ili starost, ali još ste ista osoba.
Do you ever go home to see your mother? I do sometimes.
Osjećajte li kad svoju majku kuće, ja to nekako radim.
She's 80 years old, 81 now.
Njoj je 81 godina sada.
She just can't forget that Johnny is her little baby. I'm 52 years old, Mom. Oh, my little baby. She wants to take me in her lap, you know.
Ona jednostavno ne može zaboraviti da njen Johnny, to jest, nije više mala beba i čak iako mi je 52 godine, ona bi me uzela u krilo i pomala.
And every time she's got to pull out that photo album. This is you when you were 3 years old, Johnny, and you were with the little girl next door riding on your tricycle. It's so cute. And this is you, Johnny, at your 6-year-old birthday party. That's you with the jam all over your face. And this is you at your high school graduation. And this is you in college when you were on the football team. Not, I played football also, but there's American football, kind of like rugby.
Ovdje si u svom koleđu kad si igrao američki fudbal.
So I look at the photos. I like to look at myself just like every one of you does.
Pogledam tako te fotografije, volim gledati sebe, koji su i drugi.
Who's your favorite person in this world after Prabhupada?
Ko vam je omiljena osoba na ovom svijetu posle Prabhupada?
It's me, and you, and you. We're our own favorite person. So I look, and I've got to admit, yeah, I remember when I was 6 years old, I fell down and cut my head. I still got scars there. All the brains fell out, and I had to go through life without any brains. I remember that.
Da, to znači smo mi svi za koje manjimo, mi sami i ja sjećam da kad pogledam te slike, kad sam imao prosao 6. rođendana i drago mi je to pogledat, tad sjećam da sam pao, rasjekao glavu, sav je mozak ispao tako da sam morao mozga nastaviti dalje.
And I remember high school graduation.
Sjećam se mature u srednjoj školi.
It was a very big school, a very important, wealthy school.
Bila vrlo velika I bogata škola.
And I was the valedictorian of our graduating class. You know valedictorian? It's the person voted by all the teachers and students as the person most likely to succeed.
Ja sam bio za ta osoba, ja ne znam kako to nazvao u našem mjestu, osoba koja je omiljena među svim učenicima I profesorima kao sa najvećom perspektivom.
Boy, did they ever make a mistake. Actually dropped out of college. I thought it was stupid. Anyway, forget that. The point is, I could see that every 7 years, my body is changing. I remember, I'm still the same person as I was way back then. Way back then, I was slim, I had big muscles, I was handsome.
Tada, godina unazad, sam bio mlad, imao mišiće, bio zgodan.
Now I got a fat belly and I'm ugly. I wanted to reincarnate back there, but they wouldn't allow me. So death is just another change of body. The soul goes on. The soul is eternal. And you better think about doing something. And we really don't care. You can chant the names of Lord Jesus Christ. You can chant the names of Allah. Or Buddha. We are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have a lot of knowledge. Two things are required: sincerity and intelligence. Sincerity and intelligence. Sincerity is nice, but it often turns into fanaticism. And the world has seen enough of that. What do you think? Huh? Have we seen enough fanatic people cause more suffering in the world? The Jews and the Israelis and the Palestinians. The Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. Everywhere, same business, the Hindus and the Muslims and the Christians. In the name of God, I kill you and all your family. Oh yeah, that's what God really wanted, you know. He wanted to... He loves us so much that he wanted to butcher us. So sincerity is not enough. You have to use your intelligence. Einstein, actually Albert Einstein, said, you all heard of Albert, right? Bach the Albert. he said, religion and philosophy go hand in hand.
Albert Einstein je filozofiji rekao da religija I filozofija idu ruku pod ruku.
So again, I want to stress, I'm not talking about religion in the particular, in any particular sense. Actually, the English word religion is a very poor quality word. It simply means faith. I was a Catholic when I was born. And someone might say, oh, you've changed your faith, now you've become a Hindu. And I could change my faith and become a Muslim tomorrow. And the day after that, I could change my faith and become a Jew or a Buddhist or a Taoist or a Taoist or an atheist or anything. But what we really want is something that's eternal, the eternal occupation of the soul. So for that we require a little discrimination and a little knowledge, and the Vedic scriptures of India can give you that. Just like if you want to get a very good degree in physics or chemistry or law, or medicine, or you'll go to Harvard or Princeton or Oxford or Cambridge. Everybody knows that you get the best teachers there, you have the greatest research being done. Even Bosnians, they're not sentimental about knowledge. It's not that you'll insist, no, I want to go to a university in Bosnia because I'm a true Bosnian, and even if I don't get recognized by anybody in the world, still I'm going to... No, you go to Harvard, you go to Yale, you get a degree, and then people will say, oh, he's from Bosnia and he got a great degree in physics or chemistry.
Svoj doktorat ili bilo šta u Bosni, zato što sam Bosanac. Ne, otići ćete na Harvard i Yale i tamo ćete dobiti svoje obrazovanje, onda će ljudi reći da viš Bosanac, ja završio je tamo.
So we are giving you access to the best technology in spiritual knowledge.
Tako da vam mi zapravo dajemo pristup najboljoj tehnologiji u duhovnom znanju.
I don't care if it comes from India or China or the North Pole.
Nije me briga da li dolazi iz Indije, Kine ili Sjevernog pola.
You know, the International Society for Eskimo Consciousness, you know, I don't care.
Internacionalno društvo za svjesnost Eskima, nije me briga.
So this is our humble request to all of you. Please read some of our literature, and please also try this mantra meditation on your own, on prayer beads. Whatever your if you have prayer beads and you're chanting now, you continue that. And if you'd like to try chanting the Maha Mantra also, I've been around the block. You know that expression? Do you? I've seen a lot. And this chanting of Hare Krishna is very nice. So please take it. We have three rules. three instructions that everyone must follow in our organization.
Dakle, sad malo drugačije to perspektive. U svakom slučaju, kaže, naša pointna molba je da uzmete naše knjige, literaturu i pročitate ih, također da probate mantranje Hare Krishna Maha Mantri, ako imate već neke brojanice i već mantrate neke mantre, probajte Hare Krishna Maha Mantru, to će vam samo pomoći. Kaže, ja sam bio na mnogo mjesta i vjerujte mi, mantranje Hare Krishna je jako divno. Da bi tu stvar praktikovali, postoje tri uslova. Jedan je, morate se svi nama trebati.
These three instructions are mandatory. They were given to us by my guru. His giant statue is there on the altar. You can probably see it from miles away.
Kaže, ove tri instrukcije koje zapravo želi da da su mandatorne i dolaze od njegove državnosti milosti Šlaka Upada, kaže, možete vidjeti u gigantsku statu ovdje na
Upada. I'm being facetious.
Malo se šalim.
You might have guessed. Chant Hare Krishna.
Pjevajte, znači Hare Krishna.
Have no worries.
Nemojte se brinuti.
And be happy.
I budite sretni.
Hare Krishna. Now Minka is going to do a little drama for us. We did a drama together in Pula. I was doing a seminar and he made the whole seminar beautiful. Especially when he put that chadar over his head and played the old Bosnian woman. It was so fun.
Kada je stavio čadar šal preko glave i igrao staru bosansku ženu.
Can I leave chanting?
Lead.
Oh, lead. The seven habits of highly effective leading, chanting. Okay.
But,
okay. We're going to chant a prayer to the man who made it all possible in the Western world. And he's so nice.
Sada ćemo pjevati za to aman prostor koje je zamijeno ovo pjevanje za da bi učinila ga mogući za sve ljude i one tako bi.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Prabhupada. Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachane Sadharine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Kadada Shiva Sati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shiva Sati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shiva Sati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Back to home, back to God.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vivo.
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nita Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Gaur Premanande, Gaur Sri Radhe. Radhe Sham. That's all they say in Vrindavan. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham. Radhe Sham.
That's what they say in Vrindavan. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham.